I read recently that those who study population have estimated that some 110 billion people have lived on Earth since the first humans appeared. 110 billion. Now, the population that are alive today on Earth is calculated at about 8 billion people. Perhaps about 7% of all the people who've ever lived in the history of the world, born since the beginning and are alive today. All the others, about 100 billion, all the others died physically, as we will. All of us will die physically. So here's a question for you. Where are those who's the perhaps 100 billion people, where are they? Those who lived before us, where are they? Where did they go? Your personal response is very important. And every one of you has a personal response. Every one of you has an opinion of where the 100 billion people who came before us and died before us are. You all have an opinion. And your response carries a lot of weight. You need to examine it. That response is what you're going to believe. It's what you're going to teach your children. It's going to be reflected in the way you act, how you interact with other people, what you share with your partner. Your response is going to guide how you see the world and how you present yourself on a daily basis. That's your response to that question. And your answer is extremely important. You need to give this a serious thought, how you live your life and your future life. Do you or will you be living in this world as if you have a future life? Or simply that this is all there is and there's nothing else? Once it's over, it's over. Pretty important question. The choice we'll all make, and it affects everything. It's probably the most important question we'll face. Where did the 100 billion go? In the gospel today, we hear the words of John the Baptist proclaiming the coming of the Messiah. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water, says John, for repentance. But the one who's coming after me is mightier than I. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. John came preaching repentance. This is the very first word that John says in the gospel that Matthew shares with us. Repent. John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, John's baptism is not Christian baptism. We shouldn't confuse that. But it's an outward symbol of personal repentance. But he speaks of the Messiah's baptism. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. It's a different baptism. That's Christian baptism. John the Baptist speaks of the end of time and the final judgment by the Messiah. John says, the Messiah will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. There will be a final judgment for all of us, forever. And there will be a heaven. Jesus will come and judge who goes to heaven and who does not. He will gather his wheat into his barn. And there is a hell that's clear in this gospel. It's an eternal fire. It's spoken of in more than one place in Scripture. John says, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Unquenchable fire. So some of us, well, those 110 billion people who go to live with Jesus. That's the prophecy. Gathered into his barn, his dwelling with him. And some of us will go to hell to burn forever with unquenchable fire. We don't like to think about that. We try to ignore that. There are some words in Scripture that are just really hard. But these are the words of the gospel. And that's why we're here. As Isaiah said, on that day, the root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. So there are an estimated 110 billion of us whom God has created, has given life. He didn't create us to burn in hell. That wasn't his plan. He created us to live with him forever, to live eternally with him. He created us to love, for him to love us and for us to love him. He created us with free will. Every one of us is given free will. That's one of the most distinguishing factors of being a human being. And then we choose our identity in our lives by the way we live our lives, by the choices we make. Which of us will live with him eternally? Scary question. Perhaps not all of us, but those of us who choose him. That's the whole essence of faith, is we choose him. Ultimately, of course, he's God. He makes the ultimate choice. Jesus is the judge. That's what Scripture teaches us. But ultimately, we have a role in that choice. We play a part in that decision, in that judgment. John the Baptist presents us with that choice. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're in the season of Advent. Advent is a time of repentance. That's how we begin the liturgical year. It's not Christmas time. We're in Advent. If you've not gone to confession recently, then I strongly urge you to go to confession. You should not go to Christmas if you have not lived Advent. If you have not addressed your own repentance. The church teaches us to go to confession at least once a year. That's the wisdom of the church. But more frequently is encouraged. I go to confession once a month, once every 2 months. If it gets to 3 months, I can't stand myself. I start to smell like old fish. There's an incredible amount of grace in the sacrament of confession for those who repent frequently. The church also teaches us to pray more in Advent, to give alms, to be mindful of the poor. If you want to go to heaven. The church teaches us there are three things that we can do to be prepared to join Jesus in the kingdom of God when we come face to face with him in that judgment. First of all, don't miss Mass. Third commandment of the Ten Commandments. Keep holy the Sabbath. That's a commandment. Second, receive Holy Communion every chance you get. Jesus said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life in him. That's a promise. That's a promise. And third, if you fall off the bicycle, and we all fall off the bicycle, repent and go to confession. God made you free. Repentance is not an emotion. Repentance is a choice. Faith is a choice. Repentance is a choice. Repent.